These stems are filled with soft pith, which contains a sweet juice when the sugar cane is fully grown and ripe. The plant has long, straight, and narrow leaves, and at the top there grows a tassel of rose-colored flowers about 2 feet in length. Black men dig the ground and plant the sugar cane, for the countries where sugar grows are too hot for white men to work in. When the plants are fully grown, the black men cut them off near the ground with big sharp knives, strip off the leaves and the flowers, and cut up the stems into pieces about 2 feet long. You may be sure that both the black men and the little black boys and girls suck many pieces of the stems every day. The sweet juice is a good food, and all the Negroes become fat and strong at the time when the cane is being cut. A great deal of sugar is now made in France and Germany from the juice of a kind of beet, a plant with a white root, somewhat like a big turnip. It's very like the red beetroot which we cut up into slices and use as a vegetable. If you've eaten any of that, you must have noticed how sweet it tastes. There is far more sugar in the white beet, however, than in the red beet.